when a child died because somebody murdered him, and you think that because of that God does not save the child, then you think that those people are better than God.
因为圣经说，能杀害你的身体，不能杀灭你灵魂的，你不要怕。
Because the Bible tells us not to be afraid of death, which can kill the physical body but not our spirit.
无辜的婴孩没有智慧的能力被暴徒残害、杀害，被他们这个伤害的时候，那个时候神有奇妙的能力保护，甚至呢就把他生命带回到更完美的地方去。
When an innocent child has been murdered by some people, I believe that God will take care of the child and bring him to a better place.
神绝对不是失败的。God
is not a God of failure.
当你伤害他身体的时候，
when you hurt someone physically,
神就把他带到更完美的地步，让他免受许多世界的苦难，享受那更完美永恒的国度。God
will bring a person to a much better place to enjoy perfection in another world.
所以我们不要以为人的得胜就是人的勇力。So
do not believe that the glory of man comes from his victory.
当恶人得胜的那秒钟，也就是他最羞辱的一个时候。
When the evil person flourishes and is victorious, that is also the time of his greatest disgrace.
圣人和良善的人人君子受杀灭的时候，也就是他们最荣耀的时候。When
a good person is under persecution, it's also during his most glorious day.
当你用这种眼光来看的时候，
when you are able to look at it from this angle,
你的价值观就不一样。Your
value system will change.
当你基督徒受杀害的时候，
when the Christians are being persecuted,
彼得后书提的一句话，
2 Peter said this,
就是荣耀的灵，上帝荣耀的灵显明在他们身上。The
glorious spirit of God is seen in their bodies.
有一个人叫 Fanny Crosby,
a person called Fanny Crosby.
这个人年幼的时候，医生医错他，而终身就变成瞎眼了。This
person had a problem with diagnosis when he was young medically, and he became blind.
后来他还活了80多年。
When he lived for 80 odd years,
当他年老的时候呢,
when she was old,
因为大家看到他太伟大，成就太大,
when people see all the accomplishments that this person had,
或者竟然一个瞎子，一个女子，几十年瞎子在黑暗中间生活，会写伟大的圣诗8000多首,
and this person wrote 8,000 over hymns, although she was blind.
他们就问他说,
they asked her a question,
你这个怎么可能呢?
How is it possible that you have accomplished all this? He said, God is with me.
你医生把你医瞎了，你也没有怪他呢。
People ask, did you blame God for all your problems?
我从来没有怪上帝。
He said, I've never blamed God.
我也从来没有怪那个医生。
I've never blamed the doctors.
因为我所看见的神的荣耀，超过那些有眼睛的人，因为他们没有。Because
the glory of God that I can see is far beyond those that have sight.
所以呢，当一个人在羞辱中间、受苦中间的时候，你不要以为神不救他，或者神不爱他。
So when a person is in disgrace or in persecution or suffering, don't think that God does not love him.
我们以为的完全,
that which we think is perfect,
其实不一定完全,
many a times it's not so.
你看一个小孩子，眼睛这么漂亮，耳朵这么好，听讲是有这么齐全，长大又很英俊又很健壮。我告诉你，强盗是体格最强的才能做到，叫强盗。
When you see a child very beautifully, you think that the child abroad to be very beautiful. But great robbers are also very fit and beautiful people.
像 Stephen Hawking这样的人,
a person like Stephen Hawking.
哪一个女孩子要嫁吗?
Who wants to marry a person
你要不要?
Like that? Do you want to marry a person
你不要别人要,
like that?
我告诉你,
but there are lots of people who want to marry him.
他把第一个太太丢掉，第二个再来。
And he got rid of his first wife and he married very
shortly. 上帝为什么救他?
Why did God save him?
人的存在不在你身体。
The existence of man is not confined to our body. Our perfection is not physical only.
耶稣说,
Jesus said that we are not by riches alone. Our life, the value of our life, got nothing to do with our
abundance.
So Abraham Lincoln, the greatest of all American presidents, came from a poor family.
在200多年的这音乐历史里面，最有钱的音乐家 Mendelssohn， 他的音乐上的成就还没有巴哈、贝多芬、舒伯特其他穷家族出身的音乐家。Mendelssohn
was a rich musician, but his accomplishment is nothing compared to Bach and Beethoven. Those people came from poor families.
唯一在银行家里面家庭生出来。
He is the only musician that came from a banker family. He was educated in the best environment.
But 生命的毅力是比 Mendelssohn 更大。
Now, when you compare the greatest of work between Mendelssohn and Beethoven, you will find that Beethoven's work has a lot more strength.
当这个 Oklahoma 大楼被炸的时候，几百个孩子死了。
Now, Oklahoma building was bombed and a lot of children died in there.
Billy Graham 在集体的葬礼的那一天。
Billy Graham spoke in the funeral.
讲一句话。
And he said this.
Now, the innocent babies, when they are killed,They are automatically saved.
无辜的孩子当被杀害的时候，他们会自动的被上帝救去。
我相信 ，I believe in that. 因为神为他预备更美。
Because God has prepared greater things for them.
最美的音乐竟然是耳聋的人写出。
The greatest music came from a person who was essentially blind, a deaf.
最好的诗竟然是瞎子的写。
The greatest hymn came from a person who was blind.
你们最近看到 Time Magazine。以二十世纪的一百个偶像 icons and heroes 把它列出来。
Time magazine listed 100 icons of the century lately.
其中有一个叫李小龙。
A person called Bruce Lee.
中国人很高兴有一个。
The Chinese very happy that there's Bruce Lee.
还有一个叫 Helen Keller.
And a person Helen Keller.
什么叫海伦凯勒
？Helen Keller.
这个人有什么资格
？So what's the comparison?
又聋又盲又瞎。
This person is deaf, mute, and blind.
他竟然变列入二十世纪最伟大的。
那 she is considered one of the greatest person in this century.
为什么
？Why?
上帝的能力是人的软弱上显得完全。
Because the power of God is perfected in our weakness.
就认识论而言，基督教与佛教主要不同点在哪里
？What is the main difference between Buddhism and Christianity?
最重要的一点
，the most important point.
基督教借着基督认识神。
The Christians believe that we know God through Jesus Christ.
佛教到最后找不到神。
In Buddhism, you cannot find God.
所以佛教要认识自己。
In Buddhism, you know about yourself.
没有透过神和神的启示，特别是神这个借着基督道成肉身的这个可能性来认识人。
There is no understanding of man through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
比如，当然佛教没有办法透过基督来认识人的本性。
You see, surely Buddhism does not understand man through Jesus Christ.
基督降生在世界上是在释迦牟尼以后五六百年。
Because Jesus Christ was born 500-600 years after Shakyamuni.
但是释迦牟尼没有找到神，也不对神有任何的认识。
But Shakyamuni himself did not find God, and he does not proclaim an understanding of God.
他竟然讲一句话：上天下地。唯我不尊。
And what he has declared is all of the universe, I am the greatest.
所以呢，这一个呢，佛教的认识论里面会把自己绝对化的可能，已经为了21世纪的这个新世纪运动里面的人，把自己当作是神的这个东西给忽略了。
So there is a pre-pavement of the way for this new age understanding of the self being the most important.
有人说，世界上所有宗教都是一样。
Some people say that all religions are the same.
宗教的始祖都是上帝派来的始祖。
All the founders of religion came from God.
我要救人来走天路的方法。
He taught us the way to God.
你对此有什么看法
？What do you think about this?
你相信所有宗教的教主都有很伟大的人格的地方
？I believe all founders of religions have great human character.
但是在何等伟大的人格里面，他们都是有限的，都是受造的。都是有罪的。
No matter how great their characters were, they are all created, they are all sinful, and they are all limited.
所以有这么多的宗教家之后，基督还要被派到世界上。
So after so many religious leaders, Jesus Christ still had to come.
把那无罪的圣者的这门代替罪人的救主之歌显明给我们。
He's here to show us how he would take over our sinful bodies by his sinless self.
你说呢？穆罕默德是在基督以后。
You say Muhammad come after Jesus Christ.
这个宗教历史里面的主前600到主后600是很重要的一个时期。
In history, 600 years before Christ and 600 years after Christ are important periods.
主前600的时候
，600 BC，
我们就看见了苏格拉底在西方，那么这一个呢，老子在东方，孔子在东方，有释迦牟尼在印度，600年以后就产生耶稣基督，在600年以后就穆罕默德。也就没有伟大的宗教产生。
600 years BC, you have Socrates in the West, you have Confucius and Lao Tzu, and then 600 years after Christ and Muhammad, and after that, there is no great development.
宗教天才是人类天才中间最少最少的比例。
Religious geniuses are the most rare among human beings.
道德天才也不多。
There's also very little morality.
音乐天才比较容易。
There are quite a lot of music geniuses.
虽然不多。
Although not many.
作诗的天才也很容易。
And composing geniuses as well, also so rare.
所谓天才就是不多才叫做天才。
So geniuses must be rare by definition.
多的可能就是通才。
Those are common and just common.
天才常常站在屋顶上的，这里地皮很小，很少别人可以与我同在一起站立。
And geniuses are always at the pinnacle of life, and they feel very lonely.
那他们是很孤单的。
And there are people who think that they are all in the world by themselves.
那么这一个呢，宗教的才干里面
，in the talent and religion,
都是产生在很迟很迟。
All this.Religious talent comes very late in life.
宗教的创办人都有很长的寿命。
All founders of religion have very long life.
亚伯拉罕175岁。
Abraham 175.
摩西120岁。
Moses 120.
老子80多岁。
老子80 over years old.
孔子72岁。
Confucius 72.
释迦牟尼80岁。
释迦牟尼80。
穆罕默德62岁。
Muhammad 62.
在宗教里面的知识，耶稣33岁就被抓去钉死。
Among all religious leaders, Jesus Christ died the youngest at 33.
到33岁会有什么成就？
What kind of accomplishment can you have when you're 33?
几乎是不可。
It's impossible.
所以耶稣基督讲的话，你一定要注意。
So you must take great care with what Jesus has said.
信我，不是信我。
When you believe in me, you do not believe in just me.
猜我来的。
You are believing God who has sent me.
你们看见我，不是看见我。
When you look at me, you are not looking at me.
你们是看见我，猜我来的。
You are looking at the God who has sent me.
所以这是完全不一样。
So this is completely different.
所有的宗教的教主都是人在人生的道路中间走了一半，发现问题了，人是有罪的，怎么办？就盼望找出路，就产生
一个。All religious leaders walk the pathway of life, and halfway they find that there's a problem. They try to find a solution.
这件事在基督的生命里面存在。
This is something that does not exist in the life of Jesus Christ.
相反的说，你们中间的谁？能指出我的罪来。
On the other hand, he asked the people, "Who among you can find out a single sin in my life?"
我认为这句话是人类历史中间道德性最伟大的挑战。
I believe that this is the greatest challenge in morality in the history of man.
没有人可以讲。
Not a single person has the qualification to say.
曾经这样讲。
Not a person has said that before.
没有人敢这样。
And nobody dared to declare.
如果你在你班里说，你们中间谁能指出我的错误来呢？
If you say that in your lecture room.
马上一大堆指出。
Immediately, a lot of people will point that out to you.
只有耶稣可以讲。
Only Jesus can say that.
耶稣讲这句话的时候。
And when Jesus said that,
在他的四周就有两组人。
There are only two types of person around him.
一种是天天从早到晚跟他的门徒。
First group of people follow him from day to night.
一种是存着敌视他的眼光来找麻烦的。
A group of people wanted to find trouble with him.
这句话不可能有答案。
So there is no answer to this question. Nobody can answer that. Because he is the only savior that is completely sinless and holy. And those other religious leaders are just leaders. Whereas Jesus Christ is the savior. Is there a difference between a savior and a leader? In Chinese, it seems to be the same word. When you are about to die drowning in the ocean,
救命啊！救命啊！
You say, help, help.
一个人说，游泳要这样开始。
A person may tell you, in order to swim, you must do this. Move your hand forward.
青蛙一样。
Like a frog.
然后脚踢。
And then kick your legs.
Push
the water behind you,
and
then you move forward.
那你向下一点，
然后 you move forward, further down, you float.
啊，我懂了，我懂了，你就是。
I know. You probably you drown first.
这个叫做教主。
This is a leader.
救主呢
？A savior.
伸出手来。
It's a person that said, "Give me your hand."
你拉起来
，and you pull you up.
懂了
？Do you understand that?
继续游泳。
And later, teach you the same.
救主教主写上好像很像。
So in Chinese, although you write the two words about the same,
但是呢
，but
so similar, but different.
Those qualitative difference,
the qualitative difference
是字方面的分别。
If Jesus is the only way to salvation, what about the people who never had a chance to know and to know Him? Ancient Chinese, how can it be that salvation is for everyone.
如果耶稣基督是唯一的救主，那其他没经过他的名字的人怎么办呢？
那怎么办呢？
What to do with them?
那你就交托给上帝啊。
Then you leave this to God.
你不必替上帝担心。
You don't have to worry about God.
那怎么办呢？
What to do about
this? 有的人没有听过他。
Some people have never heard about him.
没有听过耶稣的人。
Those who have not heard about Jesus
Christ. 有一些已经死了。
Some have already died.
大多数还活着。
A lot of people are still alive.
活着的你不管，一直管那些死掉的怎么办？
Why you take care of those who are
dead? 你有没有搞错啊？
You're wrong.
所以我告诉你，如果你真的关心那些没有听见的怎么办，那你就好好传道。
So if you're truly concerned, then you spread the gospel. What about them?
上帝不会做错事。
God will not make a mistake.
如果上帝会做错事，他一定很不好意思。
If God can make mistakes, you'll be embarrassed.
他自己辞职不做上帝。
You probably resign from his post.
你不必替上帝担忧。
So don't have to worry for God.
神是公义的。
God is just.
他有他自己的办法。
He has his own methods to take care of all these things.
Is it that the truth that if I believe in Jesus, I will be?I have the eternal life. If I refuse, my destiny is in hell. In this case, there seems to be no choice for me at all. And if it seems I have only one choice, is it unfair to me? 哦，你的意思要有很多可能，你才感到公平是吗？好。现在呢，有一个人比你更不客气的问问你，你算得很好了。
This is quite a mild question actually.
有一个人很不客气的问题。
A person asked a very harsh question.
这样一位上帝，我怎么信他
？How can I believe a God that is like this?
信我的就得救。
Those who believe in me are saved.
不信的就不得救。
Those who do not believe will not be saved. How can it be?
我才不信他，看看他怎么样。
I don't want to believe in him. Let me see what he can do to me.
哇，那个人很勇敢哦。
This is a brave man.
后来我问。
After I've read that question,
I asked the
Lord to give me the wisdom to answer. I give you the same answer.
空气说,
and the air is saying to you,
信我的就活,
those who breathe in me will live.
不信我的就死,
those who refuse to breathe will not.
Only one choice.
Only one choice.
No other alternative.
没有另外一个选择.
你肯呼吸,
if you dare to breathe,
你就活,
you will live.
你不呼吸
if you stop breathing,
你就死
you will die.
你说 that's unfair.
No, that's not unfair.
There must be another opportunity. 你说我要有别的可能
I must have other possibilities.
气又是你空气什么叫空气空空的气还这么骄傲
The air is supreme over you.
你啊是空气还叫我一定要信你才活不信你就不活我如果说天天不要信你看看你怎么样
You can say, I don't believe in the air, so I don't want to breathe. See what you can do to me.
空气来，你说什么？
What did the air say? What do you say?
你不要气我吗？
You don't want to breathe in?
哎呀，看我怎么样？我看你怎么样。
Okay, let me see what will happen to you.
空气看你怎么样？是叫你信就活，你不信就死，不是他的骄傲，也不是他的强迫，是他给你一个唯一的生路。
This is a way of life that he has given to you.
其实呢，我很问他。死以前最后一句话是什么？你知道吗
？What is the last dying word of Muhammad？
他快要死了
，He's going to die。
然后他的祭司全部在他
身边。He asked all the priests and followers to come before him。
快要断气了。
And before he died，
他说
，He said，
没办法，我要我我我，他那当然不是用国语了，
他话是用 Spanish Chinese，
大概是口气是这样的。你们不要以为我会救你。
He said, I don't believe that I will save you.
我是不能救,
I cannot save you.
你们要自己做好事,
you have to do good works.
盼望上帝会收留你,
I hope that God will take mercy on you.
就是,
and then he died.
他知道他不能救我,
so he knows that salvation did not come from
me. 你说最好是所有都被救我,
and he said, maybe all religions can save me. That's the best.
关公、雷公、周公、什么公,
no matter what kind of Chinese,
都可以救我。
All of them can save me, that's the best.
耶稣垄断一切。
So that Jesus do not have the monopoly.
那我就很多 alternative.
I have a lot of alternative and choices.
很可惜。
Unfortunately for you,
孔子自己说
Confucius said,
他是有过失的。
He is a person with mistakes.
人无过，过而能改，善莫大焉。
So everybody has made mistakes. If you can change, then that will be the best.
又不说他是有罪的。
And Job said, I'm a sinful person.
我的罪高过我的。
My sin is far beyond my
head. 大卫说他是有罪的。
David said he's sinful.
我在母腹中间已经有罪。
I am sinful at the day of my conception.
苏格拉底
Socrates,
死的时候,
when he died,
没有办法自己还债, 因为他还欠神明一只公鸡,
he owed people a chicken, and he could not pay it back.
所以Gorgon, 不要忘记, 替我赏还一只公鸡, 那我什么赏你, 我也不知道。
So he asked his disciple to make sure they pay the neighbors back.
为什么呢?
Why did he say so? 因为他有, because he knew that he owed somebody something. He could not solve the problem himself. Christ is not like that. Before Christ died, he died for other people's debts.
父啊,
he said, Father, forgive them.
他说父啊, 我这么惨, 你赦免我吧。
He did not say, Father, I'm in trouble.
He said,
forgive them because they know not what they did.
我没有时间,
I'm willing that you spend the rest of your life understanding what's the difference between Jesus Christ and all other religions.
No one is so holy, so beautiful, so precious now.
So there's something in this life, maybe not so sincere, not so beautiful, not so precious. But
God in the world.
He is God embodied among us. Now we can already clone animals. One day we will clone each other.
那么不智的人他的灵魂是不是比我们就更低一点?
Is the soul of a clone person lower than the normal human being?
还不低哦?
I don't know.
我不知道。
I don't know the answer.
我知道,
but I know this.
这个 Dolly,
Dolly the sheep,
出来的就是小老人,
really,
小老羊,
aging very fast.
为什么呢?
Why is that so?
DNA 是缩短了,
because the DNA was short.
为什么呢?
Why?
他的母亲几年的时候,
because when the mother of Dolly was a few years old,
他的那一个的这个里面的那个那种生命的可能性把它拿出来不治的时候，他那一天一成一只小羊的就像他母亲一样老。
Because the cell that was he was the sheep was cloned for was as old as the mother sheep.
没有人可以做像神所造的那一般的。
So nobody can make such perfection like God.
如果人可以做人，哇！你是教我的，你看我也像上帝，我造了人了。
So maybe when you say that you can clone human being, you can be like God.
还是不一样,
it's still different.
当你人造人的时候,
before you can clone another human being, God has already created you first.
对不对呢？当你造的人也能造人，那你才有一点力量。当你造的人能够再造人的，上帝已经造了能造人的人的，不能造人的人。Because
in the first place, God created human being, which can clone other people.
Never be the same.
So there's a lot of difference between us and God. Our logic is very shallow.
有时候我们想这样可以，那样也可以，我们就一样。
Sometimes we think that so long as we try to reason it out, we are the same with God.
圣经有一句话，我现在不记得在哪里。我第一次读，我吓了一跳。上帝说。 你还以为我和你一样吗?
God asked human being, do you think I am like you?
你以为我和你一样吗?
Do you think I am like you?
No way.
It's not the same.
一个小孩子对爸爸,
a child will look at the father and I want to grow up and get married.
你知道我跟谁结婚吗?
You know who I want to marry?
我哪里知道?
The father said, do I know? The child was 11.
他说我要跟祖母结婚。
I said, I want to marry my grandmother.
怎么可能?
The father said, how can that be?
祖母是你爸爸的妈妈,
your grandmother is my mother.
怎么你可以跟你爸爸的妈妈结婚?
How can you get married with your grandmother?
你不必假冒伪善,
your child said, you marry my mother so I can marry your mother.
我们就公平吗?
So it's fair.
你可以娶我的妈妈,
since you marry my mother, I got to marry your mother. You can only move from the generation down, not from the
generation.
It's not possible that we be like God when we can make human beings. You're not making a human being. You are just copying a life that God has given to you. What is the outcome of the
copying?
I do not know.
So what about if man can clone another man?
如果人可以复制另外一个人的话,
wait and see.
God is willing that we understand the mystery of his creation. And there's a problem in the human mind when he tries to oppose God just because there's a little discovery. Because you are only discovering his mystery. And you become proud because of that. And there's smoke coming out of your nose. You think that you're like God.
你不过发现神所造的奥妙而已。
Actually, you have only discovered a little part of His mystery of creation.
不但如此
，Not only that.
科学不等于真理。
Science is not equivalent to the truth.
虚有之理，科学不是真理，不再是真理。
How can you say that?
科学是真理吗
？Is science the truth?
有没有科学定律被别的科学家推翻掉
？Are there scientific theories that have been overturned by other scientists?
很多人拿物理学的这个诺贝尔奖金，因为他们推翻了以前的物理定律，对不对
？Many people received the Nobel Prize for Physics simply because they overturned earlier theories.
Yes, 科学的定律自从海森堡以后变成相对。
So since Heisenberg, all scientific truths are relative in nature.
叫做 the law of uncertainty.
And this is the law of uncertainty.
那么呢，你现在所懂的科学呢，是等于真理吗？不是，懂的那一些还没有被推翻的东西。
All you know are things that have not been overdone yet.
不过如此
That's only the case.
你不过暂时了解一些还没有被推翻的东西，那叫做科学。
You're simply understanding scientific theories that have not yet been overdone.
所以懂得科学就骄傲得不得了。
So how can you be proud that you know a lot of science?
上帝说你有没有搞错啊
？God said that you're making a big mistake.
我们先休息一下好不好
？Let's have a short break.
太 OK， 我们不要太久嘛。对，五分钟就回来，好不好？
也
节省时间，因为呢，时间溜过了很多精彩东西，你没有听到。所以太多水的自己去找水喝，去丢掉一些水；太少水的自己去找水。就是玛利亚的儿子
，Jesus is the son of Mary，
但他并没有玛利亚和约瑟的血统
，But he did not have the blood。Line of Mary and Joseph，
因为他们没有行房而生耶稣。
Because Jesus was born without consummation of sexual union。
耶稣是因圣灵感应而生。
And Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit。
那不是天大的神话吗
？And isn't this a great mystery and great favor？
完全不符合科学的根据。
It's completely unscientific。
因为科学证明只有精子卵子结合才能有生命。
Because science proved that the combination of the sperm and the ovum gives us life。
你的科学是哪一期的？
What kind of science? Which period of time?
那你刚刚前一个题目说呢，人可以创造生命 ，cloning， 不是精子跟卵子产生这个什么道理出来了
？Earlier questions declared that human being can be cloned without sexual union.
所以你的思想还是很现代，还没有受后现代洗礼。
So your thought process is not still not postmodern.
什么都用很局限的理性，从暂时的科学知识当作真理。你是很危险。
We treat temporal reasoning power as the truth.
神定的定力是神所定。
The principle that God has given to us came from Him.
定下定力的神不在定力的限制之下。
And the God that gave us all these principles Himself is not confined by the principles.
当神以他绝对的主权、自由和智慧做一些超定力的行动的时候，这是神迹，这不是神话。
This is not a favor. This is a miracle because the sovereign God uses sovereignty to do things that is beyond nature.
神有这样的权柄
because He has this power.
所以圣灵感应的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit conceived Jesus Christ,
玛利亚怀胎
and Mary became pregnant with Christ.
耶稣擘饼的时候
，When Jesus gave us the bread in the communion,
五饼二鱼就供应五千个人吃
and He was able to feed the thousands with five loaves and two fishes.
这是很可能的
and this is absolutely possible.
只有神有这样的可能。
Because the possibility lies with God.
你说怎么可能呢
？You said how can this be?
物质的构成是从能量产生的。
A matter came about because of energy.
所以当基督以神的大能使物质在肺分开的时候，变成更多的物质，这是完全是超科学，而不是违背科学。
Certainly, when Christ uses power to multiply the metal and food, this is something that's beyond science.
我们要把科学当作衡量一切一切的唯一的基准的话，那我们是太高看科学了。
We certainly overestimate science when we use it as the center of reference for everything in our life.
所谓自然科学，不过是对神所创造的自然界一些呢能了解的知识的这个结合，这个叫做自然。
Natural science is just a conclusion that we have when we observe nature that is created by God.
怎么能产生这种自然知识呢
？Where do we get all this natural knowledge from?
用上帝所造的理性
，we use the reason that God has given to us
作为工具
，as a tool
去探讨神所创造的自然
，to observe the nature that God has created，
产生一些对知识的这个发现
，and we have discovery towards our knowledge。
那就分科分类。好好学叫做科学
And then we categorize it, and this we call science.
科学就是这样,
and this is what science is all about.
神的本身, 不在被造界的里面,
but God himself is not limited towards the created world.
所以神有高过被造界的人理性的智慧去行他要行的事情。
So God, there's wisdom that is far beyond us to do what he wants to do.
我用一个例子表明科学的限制。
Let me give you an example of the limitation of science.
这个母亲说,
a mother says,
我爱你,
I love you.
所以我流泪,
so I cry.
你对我看你这么坏蛋,
when I see you misbehaving,
我很伤心,
I am sad.
你吓了一跳,
and you may be shocked.
爱我所流泪,
and you shed your tears because of your love.
为我伤心,
and you are saddened by me.
你就把母亲眼泪掏两滴,
so you take two drops of a teardrop,
把它存起来做纪念,
and kept it for souvenir.
以后呢, 对你的孩子说, 你祖母从前这样流过泪,
and you tell your children, your grandmother shed tears for me.
他说那个时候两滴还没有干,
and hopefully the two drops of tears are still there.
后面你想呢,
maybe you want to find out the composition of the tears.
你就请你的化学老师去分解,
so you ask your chemistry professor to go and analyze
it. Ingredient of my mother's tears.
我妈妈的眼泪里面到底有什么的成分?
你的化学老师就在实验室里面把它化解出来,
and in the lab they try to analyze it.
所以答案出来了,
and the answer came.
The ingredient of your mother's tears.
你妈妈眼泪的成分, firstly,
H2O,
the water.
第二,
secondly,
就是这个 NaCl,
salt.
这眼泪咸的不相信试试看,
salt.
第三,
thirdly,
有 DUST, 因为妈妈脸上有点灰尘嘛, 第四,
fourthly,
还有 ZN2O 什么一大堆, 因为擦粉嘛,
all kinds of cosmetic is in the tears.
好了，完了以后呢，你交给你妈妈，妈妈，我知道了，你爱我，你的眼泪里面有这个东西。
So your tears have all this composition.
妈妈说，哎呀，
the mother said,
不对，
no, not true.
妈妈，你不要再教，我的老师是美国的 Berkeley 大学教授， 是教出来的，高材用。
My great professor gave me the composition.
你不要跟我讲，我不对的。
And my mother said, no, it's wrong.
一个东西没有在里面。
One thing is missing.
什么东西？
What's that?
L-O-V-E.
Is it love?
对不对？
Is that true?
对不对呢？ 你可以在实验室里找出妈妈的爱吗？
Can you find love in your lab?
所以我告诉你，科学是比较低层次的一个东西。
So science actually is not a very high class kind of
life. Science is too low. 就这样好了。 Life is too strong for logic.
所以生命是比逻辑更要高超的。
Love is too strong for our reason.
爱是比我们理性更高的。
你需要 神的真理去了解一下。
So you need to understand from the truth of God.
基督徒必须受苦才能变成成熟的基督徒吗？
Is it true that Christians must suffer in order to become mature Christians?
是的。
Answer is
哪一种苦呢？
What kind of suffering?
忍受的苦。
The suffering that come from forbearance.
忍受本身是苦难吗？
When you forbear suffering, is it in itself a difficult thing to do?
对信基的人忍受是苦难。
For a person who is always anxious and on the move, to be patient is difficult.
在神的雕塑的过程中间,
but in the sculpturing process of God,
你逃避的话,
when you try to escape from him,
你就没有办法成熟,
you will never be mature.
所以呢, 拔苗助长的这个成语, 你一定听过的。
So like a Chinese saying goes, you try to pull the paddy in order to make it grow further.
一直不长起来呢?
When you plant a paddy, you keep wondering why is it not growing.
每天起来还是那么短,
every day it seems the same height.
帮助你把它拔起来。
Let me try to pull it up a bit.
第三天你就死掉了。
After the third day you will die.
为什么呢?
Why is that so?
不肯忍受。
Because you are not willing to be patient.
忍受什么呢?
Patient about what?
定力所需要的时间。
To be patient about what God's principle needs.
成长的定力。
There is the principle of growth.
你不能说这么怀孕要八九个月才生孩子出来。
You cannot say how come it takes 9 months for a child to be born.
三个月就把他抓出来。
After 3 months I make a child come out.
没有办法。
The child will die.
所以成熟有时期的。
So maturity comes with time.
你生命要进到完全。
In order to enter into perfection.
借着苦难。
You must go through suffering.
就是顺从,
to learn about submission.
直到完全,
until you reach perfection.
连上帝的儿子耶稣都不可以没有这个过程。
Even the Son of God, Jesus Christ, had to go through the same process.
何况你呢?
So you must be
through.
So we must bear our own cross and follow Jesus Christ.
我们受苦的时候,
when we are suffering,
泛滥生忍耐,
when with the suffering comes forbearance.
忍耐生老练,
from forbearance comes perseverance.
老练生盼望,
and for perseverance comes hope.
在哪里啊?
Where is this?
罗马书,
in Romans.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练先盼望，盼望变成绝望，那糟糕了。盼望不至于羞愧。
In the end, hope will not disgrace us.
上帝的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
Because the love of God comes to us through the Holy Spirit.
How can I grasp the concept of predestination and free will at the same time? 我怎么能同时明白预定论以及人的自由呢？
How can I understand predestination and free will of man?
你说这就如果是预定的，我就一定没有自由了。
You say that if I am predestined to believe, then surely I am not free.
因为我是被定的嘛。
Because I am predestined.
圣经不是这样子。
This is not what the Bible says.
预定是在上帝永恒的旨意里面。
Pre-election is in the eternal will of God.
你决定信主是在时间的动力过程里面。
But your choice to believe in God is in dynamic lifestyle.
Dynamic process of the history.
在时间的动力里面。
所以在历史中间呢，有一个动力的过程。
So in history itself, there's a dynamic process.
那这两个怎么样配合呢？
How does the two come about in coordination?
这个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
一个人爱你。
When a person loves you,
你很不喜欢他。
Maybe you hate that person.
因为你本来想有一个比他更有钱的应当爱你才对。
Maybe you're looking for somebody much richer than
him. 等很久，那个有钱的一直不来。
You wait for a long time, the rich guy did not
appear. 天天来的就是穷臭大。
Every day this poor guy came.
所以你气得要命。
So you're very angry.
还是爱你。
But this person loves you.
又气得要命。
And you're very angry.
他就在爱你。
But he loves you more.
你慢慢想，怎么会这样？
And you keep thinking, how can this be?
到最后呢？
In the end.
你想，反正也开始老了。
I thought I'm growing old.
这等的怎么可以呢？
I waited for so long.
再看看他，哎，这个原来是比那个漂亮。
Actually, this person is quite handsome.
但是就是袋子扁扁的。
But actually, the pocket is quite flat.
后来再看，这个人很有耐心，说我讨厌他，他还在来，讨厌他还在来。
I said this person is quite patient, actually.
到最后呢？
In the end,
那就好了。
Okay, never mind.
就试试看想他的好处了。
Let me try thinking about his good points.
你一想他的好处的时候，
and the more you think about it,
你发现他所有的好处那个人都没有。
You discover that he has all the good points the rich guy doesn't have.
好了，我嫁给你。
So, okay, I'll marry you.
当你决定嫁给他的时候，
when you decide to do that,
那么到底呢？你是勉强的，或者是甘心的？
Did you do that willingly, or you had no choice?
他没有拿手枪来，要不要？
He did not point a gun to your head.
他没有逼你啊。
He did not force you.
是他的爱感动了你。
But his love moves you.
把自己送给他。
Until you finally willing to
marry. 委身给他伟大的。
And you give your life to the
person. 所以神没有逼迫过一个人相信他。
So God did not force any single individual to believe in him.
我们信主都是受圣灵的感动，因为基督的爱的激励，施加恩典的吸引，到最后呢，我们流泪归向。
All of us believe in God because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the love that came from the cross of Jesus Christ.
你得救以后，
after you are saved,
你也知道原来神从永世中间已经爱你，已经定了你，而且在现世中间有圣灵的感动，大爱的这个吸引把你带到他。
Then you realize that God, before the beginning of time, has already decided that you to be loved, that the Holy Spirit will inspire you to believe in Him.
所以两样没有冲突。
So there is no contradiction between the two.
If someone receives Christ for a selfish reason, just that we just don't want to go to hell, is he really saved? 一个人有点怕下地狱来信耶稣。
If a person is afraid of going to hell, so he believes in Jesus Christ,
他会得救吗？
Is he really saved?
那么等他真正信了以后，
after he truly believes,
他从神的道里面发现他的动机是错的，连这个错他都认罪，所以呢，神还是赦免。
He will believe from the word of, he will know from the word of God that his motivation was wrong, and he will repent.
很多人起初跟随主都有错误的动机。
Many people followed Jesus Christ in the beginning for the wrong motives.
把那错误的动机归到罪的一部分。
And this wrong motivation comes from sin.
基督就是为罪人而到世界上来的。
And Jesus Christ came for sinners.
所以连我们信主跟随主的错误动机也需要主的赦免，而这样救恩。也临到这些动机错误的。
And salvation is upon those who even have wrong motivation in the beginning.
那么后来他怎么得救呢？
How will these people be saved finally?
神的道一直光照，最后呢就把他的动机也纠正了。
Because the word of God will enlighten him and correct his motivation.
彼得跟随耶稣的时候，
When the apostle Peter followed Jesus Christ,
是为什么呢？
Why did he do so?
可能他很想做外交部长。
Maybe he wanted to be a diplomat.
口才很好。
He is quite articulate. What about Judas?
很盼望做财政部长。
He wanted to be the treasurer.
因为他理财有道。
Because he can take care of the money.
世界上最多经济博士、经济专家拿到诺贝尔奖的是 Chicago University。
Chicago University has the most Nobel laureate for economy.
但是没有一个比犹大厉害。
But surely not one of them is better than Judas.
犹大在没有钱的时候，想这个方法把老师卖掉，就搞好经济。
Judas sold his teacher when he was broke.
这个人连新加坡经济困难的时候，没有人想到这个办法。
This is something which none of us can think of.
所以犹大真是很厉害，很有经济头脑。
So Judas is quite smart economically. But
这些动机不对的。
But all these are the wrong motives.
就因为他的动机会信主嘛。
Because of this motive, motive.
因为他的动机错会得救嘛。
Because of wrong motives, will they be saved?
有一些后来在圣灵的光照、基督的教导中间，纠正动机，越来越纯正的跟随。
But some people will change their motives later on under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ.
神会做这个工作。
And God will move in this way.
那从来没有纠正他动机的。
But those people who never change their motives,
甚至把基督当作可以被利用来信他的。
But those who in fact use Jesus Christ as something as a tool,
他们就被排拒在神的恩典之外。
And they will be rejected up by the grace of God.
If God is love, why allow deformed babies and handicapped?为什么上帝许可那些残废的人存在呢？如果他是爱的话
，If God is love, why does He allow people and babies to be deformed?
有一个非基督徒去参观一个基督教的那个孤儿院
，A non-Christian went to visit a Christian orphanage.
而里面有很多残废的人
，And there are many deformed people inside.
那些孩子从小就唱“上帝爱我，耶稣基督爱我”那些诗歌
，Those children sing about God's love ever since they were young.
所以呢？这个非基督徒就跑到他们的课室里面，黑板上写一句话 ：“If God loved you, why you are created handicapped？”
And this person went to the board and 在那边写：“如果上帝爱你的话，为什么你一生下来就是残废的？”
这一句话呢，太残忍了。
And this is a very cruel statement.
所以整个课室都严肃起来了。
So the whole people were shocked.
那老师很难过。
And the teacher was very sad.
因为他从小把他们教导，给他们明白上帝的爱。今天忽然遇到这么残忍的题目。
Because they taught the children ever since they are young to understand the love of God, but now there's a cruel statement they made.
好几个残废的孩子就在那边哭了。
So many children started crying.
最后有一个孩子就跑到前面去，用黑板上的字来回答他心里面的答案。
And one of the child went to the board to put pen a reply.
他答什么呢
？What's the reply？
他答马太福音第十一章最后一段的一句话。
Matthew chapter 11, the last verse.
上帝啊
，God，
你的美意原是如此。
This is your beautiful will.
感谢上帝。
Praise be to God.
有许多残废的。
Many people who are disabled
给人类伟大的贡献
has brought us great contribution.
所以你不要问为什么他没有眼睛
And don't ask why is this person blind.
那不是你问上帝的话
This is not a question for you to ask.
以后是上帝问你，让你眼睛这么大做什么
？God will ask you in the future. Your eyes, you have eyes. What do you do?
为什么那个人耳聋
？Why is that person deaf?
那不是你问上帝的话。
That's not a question you should ask.
以后是上帝问你耳朵听些什么
？God will ask you what have you heard with your ears.
你口才这么好，你做什么？
And you're so articulate. What have you done?
讲什么
？What have you spoken about?
你声音这么大，为什么唱歌不出声
？Your voice is so loud. Why is it that you don't sing?
骂人很大声。
But when you scold, you're very loud.
这不是你，这问上帝的，是神问你的话。
This is not something we should ask God, but something God will ask us.
Since Jesus and his disciples existed, why are they not found in the history books? 啊，你错了。你说为什么历史书不讲耶稣呢
？Why the history books did not talk about Jesus Christ？
你知道吗
？You know this？
你们读凯撒 Julius 凯撒的战绩，你懂吗？你们都知道 Julius Caesar 对不对？嗯。
你 know about Julius Caesar？
你很多历本书都提他的名字。
Many history books record about Julius Caesar。
整个人类的历史中间
，In the entire human history，
能够找到他的事情的记录，一共只有七篇。
There is only seven pieces of record about Julius Caesar。
找到耶稣基督在世界上的形式的记录存到现在有3500多件
But there are 3500 over articles about the life of Jesus Christ in history
你的历史书呢是很不可靠的
So your history book is not trustworthy
这本圣经是很可靠的
or else the Bible is trustworthy.
直到今天呢
，up to today，
我们所能找到的许多历史书的人物呢，是差不多很少的去怀疑的。
It's very difficult to find artifacts and proof about historical figures。
现在很多人先戴着一个眼镜，圣经是大概不可能的，用这个眼光来看。所以有一个历史学家在一个神学院里面讲一句话。
But many people presuppose that the Bible is not trustworthy.
有一个历史学家
，so a historian said this.
他在神学院里面讲一句话
，and he said this in the
seminar. 如果我们历史学家
，if we as historians,
像你们神学家这样怀疑圣经，全世界没有历史可以读了。
If we look at history in the way the theologians look at the Bible, we will have no history books.
我们的材料比你们少得多。
Because our material is a lot lesser than yours in the Bible.
你们是知道世界有一个通讯社呢？是全世界最认为被认为是最正确最负责任的新闻稿的这个发言的这个叫做路透社 Reuters 你知道吗
Reuters is the most trustworthy news agency in the world
路透社的社长讲过一句话
the director of Reuters said this
圣经的记载比路透社新闻的记录还更准确
The recording of the Bible is more accurate than the news report coming out from Reuters
英国有一个很大的学者叫做 William Ramsay
Raymond Ramsay is a very famous scholar in England.
这个人不信上帝。
This person is an atheist.
反对圣经。
And he's against the Bible.
为了要证明《使徒行传》里面所记载的名称都是假的。
In order to prove that all the names recorded in the book of Acts are false.
结果他离开英国跑到土耳其去。
He went to Turkey to research.
把他用几年的时间要证明那个事就回到英国了。
And planned to spend a few years to prove this.
结果他一考察。
In the end, the more he found,
越发觉。
The more he studied,
越发现考古学是替圣经做见证。
He realized that archaeology bear testimony for the Bible.
最后怎么办呢
？In the end,
最后他不但自己宣布他变成基督徒
，Not only did he declare himself to be Christian,
他发现了使徒行传每一个地名都是真正存在过。
He realized that every single name in the book of Acts were real.
他自己吓了一跳
，So he was shocked himself.
结果呢，这个。Ramsay 这个 William Ramsay 的圣经呢，他的注释呢就变得很著名的。
So the commentary by William Ramsay became a very famous Bible commentary.
If God knew that Adam and Eve will go to sin, how why did He create man? God also know you want to ask this question, and He still create you.
如果上帝知道亚当跟夏娃会犯罪，为什么要创造他呢？
因为汽车会撞车，不要坐车好了；人会犯罪，不要造人好了。你的思想是很消极的。
It's a very passive thought. If you think that a car can create accidents, so let's not build a car.
汽车会撞车。
A car will give accidents from
time to time. 不要造汽车。
So better not make one.
你就把汽车跟撞车等量齐观。
And you are equating a car with accidents.
人有可能犯罪。
Yeah, there's a possibility of sinning by man.
神也可能赦罪。
And God also can forgive your sins.
人也可能有道德。
And man has morality.
历史中间证明人类在自己地球上有很大的贡献。
History shows that there have been great contribution by mankind.
所以有人说呢，当上帝要毁灭世界的时候，看见这么大桥房子，会不会可惜一点点
？When somebody suggested that God may have pity on us, looking at all our contribution on earth.
In this Schaeffer 讲一句话
，Schaeffer said this.
这世界所有的完美，不过是 left over beauty.
All the things that we have in this world are but leftover beauty for God.
只有你到永恒中间的时候
，Only when you went into eternity，
才发现世间人的成就算不得什么。
Then you realize that all our accomplishments are nothing.
但是人常常把自己看得很高。
But we always think that we are great.
上帝知道亚当夏娃的犯罪。
If God knew that Adam and Eve are going to sin，
当然他知道。
Of course, he knew.
因为连亚当夏娃会犯罪的可能性也是神给他的。
Because the possibility of sinning it came from God too.
那你说为什么上帝不要造一个不会犯罪的人呢
？Then you say why don't God create somebody who will never sin?
如果上帝要造一个人不会犯罪 ，If God want to create a person without the possibility of committing sin, that is too easy for him. 太容易了。
It's a very simple thing for God to do if he wants to do that. Why?
那就像我们造一个机器人就好。
You just make a robot.
然后给它转发条。
And just wind him up.
放电图。
Or put a battery in him.
或者插电。
Or just use a power source.
电脑在里面。
And put a computer chip in there.
Hallelujah.
And then you just praise God.
阿弥陀。
Praise the Lord.
阿弥陀。
And you just do everything.
上帝晚安。
Good evening, God.
礼拜天去唱诗，顺带顺带顺带。
And in Sunday, just sing the songs.
你要像那样的人呢、啊、
？Do you want to be a person like that?
你要做这样的人呢、啊、
？Are you want to be a person like that?
我不要。
I'm not going to
be. 我宁愿做一个可以反对上帝，反对他的大爱的感动，结果反过来变成敬拜他的。
I'm willing to be a person who want to oppose God, but because of His great love, I turn around and worship Him instead.
中国人早就明白这个道理。
The Chinese understood this long time ago.
与其生一个呆子，不如生一个败子。
So people say, instead of having an idiot as a son, might as well have a child that will turn against you later.
你不要生一个白痴。
I better not have an idiot.
不不不不不不不，每天讲你要不要？
Do you want that?
你的孩子这样尊重我，你每天都爸爸好，一天几百次。
The child may greet you every day.
我宁愿生一个孩子可以反对我。
I'd rather have a child who will grow up to oppose me.
但是，
but
有一天他也可能回到我面前。
The child may possibly turn around and come back to me again.
神不是造机器人。
So God is not a God that makes robots.
神是造有道德功能的人。
God makes us with moral capabilities.
道德功能。
And these moral capabilities
是自由的可能。
Gives us the possibility of the freedom.
感谢上,
praise be to God.
If God is merciful, God is merciful, need not to have if. But He created hell in the first place. Christians believe that aliens exist. You say aliens, outer space man?
Yes.
你这个一个问题发好几个问题。好了，我们现在一个个来解答。 上帝如果是怜悯的，为什么他创造地狱？
Why did God create hell if He is a merciful God?
你的问题转过来，你就发现有问题了。
You can look at this question from another angle.
上帝是公义的吗？
Is God just?
啊？
Is He just?
是吗？
Yes.
你也可以问， If God is just,
如果上帝是公义的，
Why He created heaven?
为什么他制造这个天堂？
神不但创造天堂，他也创造地狱。
Not only did He create heaven, He created hell.
因为他是慈爱的,
because He is merciful.
所以他救赎的功能使那些得救的人可以享受与他永远同在的喜乐。
So His salvation is upon all those of us who are share in His glory.
同样的,
eternity.
因为他是公义的,
in the same manner, because He is just.
他使那些压制真理永远不悔改的人永远离开他。
He will make those people who are opposed to Him and opposed to justice depart from Him for all eternity.
基督徒是不是相信有外星人的存在呢？
Do Christians believe in the existence of aliens?
我不知道哪一种基督徒。
I'm not sure what type of Christians
you're referring to. 基督徒这么多种。
There are so many different
types. 有的是基督教教徒，礼拜堂堂徒；有的宗派派徒，某某会的会徒；有的糊里糊涂。我不知道哪一种。
Many different types of Christians, the real one and those are not so real.
所以有一些要相信，我也没有办法。
And someone to believe in
aliens. 那么你问唐牧师，你信吗？
And you ask Reverend Tong, do you believe in it?
在我知道的，我很难信。
I find it difficult to believe.
因为什么呢？
Why?
美国。 苏联用了多少钱？
In America and Russia spent a lot of time and money
探讨太空的奥秘，
to try to figure out the mystery of space.
月亮拿一些石头回来，我看到了就是。
And it took some rocks from the moon.
再用很多的钱去企图去探讨火星和地球相同的地方。
And spent a lot of money trying to study Mars.
到现在，
after a long time,
还没有办法证明有像人类这样的人在。
There is no proof of the existence of other life forms.
所以外星人不是上帝造的。 是 Hollywood 创造出来的。
So aliens are not created by God, but created by Hollywood.
有没有那样的人，耳朵尖一点的？
Is it true of your ears, pointed ears?
就在这个 Hollywood 的这个 lab 里面有这样的人。
In the Hollywood studios, you'll find it.
If they do, doesn't it contradict their Bible? They believe in the Bible. 如果有外星人，那就表示这个基督徒教的圣经不可信吗？
Is it true that if aliens exist, then the Bible is not trustworthy?
不是的。
I don't think so.
如果说，
for,
比如说，
let's assume，
假如说，
for example，
有外星人存在的话，
there are existence of aliens out there，
我还是照样相信神。
I will still believe in God.
这本圣经是论到神在这个世界上对地球上的人 拯救的一本启示出来的真理的书。
This Bible reveals the truth about the plan of God towards men on this earth.
如果外星也有像人那样的，
maybe there are other existence in other planets.
上帝爱世人， 是不是包括他们呢？
And the Bible says God so loved the world, doesn't include them.
我也不知道把他们叫成什么。
I don't know what we should call
them. 是人或者人或者轮。
I don't know what kind of name for them.
所以我讲的是这世界上的人。
Well, we talk, the Bible talks about men.
按照上帝的形象样子,
those are made in the image of God.
就是你跟我,
so people like you and I.
Kierkegaard says, subjectivity is truth. What do you think? 我不知道你读 Kierkegaard 有没有小心读。
I don't know whether you have studied Kierkegaard carefully.
他所提到的就是 subjective truth.
When he talked about subjective truth,
同我的, the subjectivity of truth 是不大一样,
is a little bit different from my subjectivity of truth.
我的 subjectivity of truth 是真理的本体, 真理本身是个本体。
The truth is in itself is embodiment itself.
而他所讲的是主体性的真理。
And Kierkegaard is talking about the subjective truth.
主体性的真理什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
是你的生命亲身经历在真理里面的那个过程，那一种真正存在的挣扎，那个叫做主体性。
It's something that you have personally experienced, the struggle that you have gone through, the subjective truth.
如果一个人呢，做寡妇的时候，
When a person is widow,
他不知道前途怎么样，
he doesn't know what's going to happen in the future.
这边有人来称赞他，不要紧了。
Some people say it doesn't matter.
不要哭了，
kind of console him.
不要哭，不要哭，
don't cry. It doesn't matter.
他回头一看，
he turned around and looked.
这个人的丈夫还在。
This person is a husband.
就说不要紧了。
I said it doesn't matter.
因为死的是你丈夫，不是你。
It's your husband that died.
那么他讲的话就没有 subjective truth 的那个 substance.
There's no substance of subjective truth in the
words of harm. 如果一个人对他说，你不要哭，不要紧的。
When a person says okay, don't cry. And when she looked at the person,
她是一个年轻的时候，丈夫就死了，七八个孩子很辛苦奋斗起来，神力在同在，她就知道这个人讲的话是有分量。And
the words came from a widow that was widowed at a young age with lots of children, then the words are trustworthy.
这两个人讲的话，词句是一样的。The
words they use are exactly the same.
但你不能把第一个讲的跟第二个讲的真理成分等量齐观。
But the substance of truth is different between the two
persons.
Is that true?
现在很多教授,
there are many professors,
today, 特别是神学教授,
especially theologians,
讲一些神学理论的, 结果就给你模棱两可, 你要信的可以, 不要信的可以, 谁的跟你自己是对的。
They probably teach you something that you can go one way or another way.
我应当把我的信仰, 我经历的, 我所相信的, 我挣扎过的东西分享, 然后你要不要信你的事。
I should share with you the fruits of my struggle and my search.
那是齐克果的主体性真理观。
And this is what Kierkegaard is talking about.
我所讲的真理本体，真理的本体是有位格的，那个观念和他是不一样。
But my understanding of truth as embodiment is different from his understanding.
上帝是个主体性的真理。
God is sovereign truth.
不是说因为上帝经历了真理，所以告诉我们一些什么。
It's not that he has experienced all kinds of things and he shared with us the truth.
他就是真理的本身。
He himself is truth.
而真理不是头脑里面一部分的思想。
And he is not part of our imagination.
真理不是我们讨论的题目。
It is not the subject of discussion.
真理就是生命的源头。
Truth is the source of life.
永恒的自存者。
The self-existing truth.
公义良善的本身。
The just and mercy itself.
圣洁慈爱的本体。
Mercy and compassion itself.
创造者的本身。
The creator himself.
所以那个是本体性的真理。
So this truth is in itself sovereign by itself.
真理是自己是主体。
In itself it stands alone.
当他与我们发生关系的时候,
when there's a relationship between that and us,
他自己把自己的真理显明出来。
He himself revealed his truth to us.
叫做启示。
And this is called revelation.
宗教里面发现,
it is different from discovering within religion.
你说我恍然大悟了。
He said, I suddenly understand.
你还是你所救的那些势力的本体。
But still you understand through your own physical body.
神启示的时候,
but when God revealed to you,
我们是领受真理光照启示的客体, 我们是 object, he's a subject who revealed himself to us.
He revealed himself to us and we receive his revelation.
所以这是不一样。
So that's completely different from us.
Do animals have soul, spirit? If yes, do we need to bring them into the kingdom of God? If yes, how? 在 Hollywood 的那些猫狗好像会讲话，会论理，会找路，还会彼此相爱。
In Hollywood, all the dogs and cats seem to know a lot of things just like human beings.
但是在真实的世界里面不是如此。
But in the practical world, that's not the case.
圣经有没有想动物有灵？
The Bible says that animals have a spirit.
传道书第三章最后一段。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, last verse.
岂知人的灵魂往上升？ 动物的魂往下降。
Do you not know the spirit of man moves up ascending and the spirit of the animals descends?
原文两个字一样是灵。
In the original language it's the same word for spirit.
我应当说呢, man has a soul and animals also have some souls.
So we can say that both have souls.
什么是soul呢?
What is the soul?
The spiritual part of our living.
It's the spiritual part of our life.
所以那些属于灵的, 属于灵界的那个部分在我们生命里面, 那叫做灵魂, 叫做 soul。
So the part that belongs to the spiritual world inside of us is called the soul.
所以当你提 spirit 的时候，是提本质的问题。
When you use the word spirit, you're talking about the difference in essence.
The matter is 提本质的问题。
And matter is also qualitative difference.
所以我们有两个部分。
So there's two part of us.
有物质部分的本质的身体。
We have a material and physical body.
有灵性部分的本质的灵魂。
We have a spiritual body as well.
我这样看的。
So that's how I look at it.
那如果这样呢？有一些人是动物有魂没有灵，人有灵又有魂。
So we say that the animals have only a soul without a spirit, but men have both soul and spirit.
我宁可这样说。
But I would rather say this.
动物的灵魂是没有神的形象样子。
The soul of the animals do not have the image of God.
人的灵魂是有上帝的形象。
Whereas our souls have the image of God imprinted in it.
我们的形，我们里面神的形象样式。使我们成为有道德性、有永恒性、有敬拜性的这些最伟大的功能。
And because of the image of God, we are able to have morality, and we are able to worship Him.
所以动物不会哈哈笑很幽默。
So animals will not appreciate humor.
动物不会算时间的。
And animals will not take care of time.
动物不会对有意义的东西产生反应的。
And animals will not respond to things that has values.
那是永恒价值的东西产生回应的没有。
He cannot respond to things with eternal values.
动物不会因为他做错事情，他懊悔，然后悔改、自卑感，以后就改正。
The animals will not have inferiority complex because they did the wrong thing.
老虎如果吃人以后，他懊悔，可能是懊悔吃的不多。
A tiger will not regret eating you. You will regret not having enough instead.
完全不一样的。
It's completely different.
所以你要把狗带到天堂去。我很怕到了门口那边的时候，他们说你没有票，不能进。
Probably your dog will be rejected at the gates of heaven.
Can God create a rock that he cannot lift? 你这问题很好很好。
That's a very good question.
你这问题不是你的，所以我说很好。
It's not a good, not from you.
如果是你发的，我就说你很笨很笨。
If a question that came from you, then it's a silly question.
现在我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you this.
Can you draw a circle which in the octagonal shape?
你可不可以画一个四方形的圆圈？
我问你 ，Can you do it?
Can you do that?
This is because I'm not God, I cannot do it.
那我不是上帝，我不可以这
样做。If God is all possible God,
如果上帝是全能的
，He should be like that. He should do it.
他应该是什么都可以做。
我告诉你，不是的。
That's not the case.
因为这个题目里面把能跟不能已经连在一起，已经是违背逻辑。
This is illogical question because you link can and cannot together.
神能不能造一个地球，造一个石头，大到他自己抬不起来？
Can God make an earth that's so big that he cannot carry it himself?
这个是在 logical 里面的 error.
This is a logical error.
不需要讨论。
You don't have to discuss this.
好像你说，我可以不可以的，这个画一个呢四方形的八九。
Can I draw an octagon shape that is square at the same time?
就不可能。
This is illogical.
这个就不是那个，那个就不是这个。
Because both are not the same.
我告诉你，神的无所不能什么意思？
What does the omnipotent God means?
不是像你说的，什么他要做的都能。
It doesn't mean that God wants to do anything he can.
Immanuel Kant 解释自由的时候
，Immanuel Kant talk about freedom，
讲了很重要的话。
There's a very important statement from him.
自由不是你要做什么你就做什么。
Freedom doesn't mean that you can do anything you want.
那不是自由。
That's not freedom.
自由是你要不肯做什么，你就能够不做什么才叫做自由。
True freedom is when you can say no to that which you do not want to do.
所以呢，他就把人那个错误的自由观把它改正过来。
And he changed our wrong concept of freedom.
所以现在我答你的问题。
So I'm going to answer.
上帝是不是什么都能呢
？Is it true that God can do anything?
我要问你 ，What do you mean by can do everything?
那是什么意思呢？可以做什么东西？
如果你说他要什么就什么
，So you say he can do anything he feels like doing.
上帝不是要做什么就能做什么。
God is not a God that will want to do anything.
那么这样，上帝就不是无所不能的。
Then surely God is not omnipotent.
我回答你，上帝还是。
I will tell you that He is still omnipotent.
上帝的能跟上帝的善要连在一起。
Because what God can do must be linked towards His compassion as well.
所以呢，上帝是一切能的善的源头。
He is the source of all power and all goodness.
圣经自己说，上帝不能说谎。
The Bible says that God cannot lie.
圣经自己说，上帝不能背负自己。
The Bible says God cannot betray himself.
上帝不把白的当作黑的，黑的当作白。
And God cannot mix up between black and white.
所以，照你的观念来说，上帝就不是无所不能。
So by your concept, then God is not omnipotent.
但是圣经所讲的无所不能不是那个观念。
But that's not what the Bible refers to.
圣经所讲的无所不能是说一切的良善的能力都是从神而来。
The Bible says that all sorts of goodness comes from God.
那么恶的能力怎么样呢？
What about evil forces?
神的给人的，给撒旦的，给这个天使的自由的误用所产生出来的。
These are the results of the misuse of freedom that God has given.
所以这个观念你要弄清楚。
So you must be clear about this concept.
我要快一点好不好？有个人等了很久了。唐牧师，我是基督徒，真的吗？
I'm a Christian.
我父亲是个不负责任的父亲。
But my father is an irresponsible father.
我恨我的父亲。
And I hate him.
他应当怎么样？
What should I do?
他应当承认你还没有信耶稣。
Then you should first of all admit that you have not truly believed in Jesus Christ, and you are still not a Christian.
你圣经说。
Because the Bible says.
若有人恨人。
If a person hates another person,
真理就不在那里。
Truth is not in him.
他就不是神的儿子。
He is not the child of God.
所以你恨人的，你就是杀人。
So when you hate someone, you murder him.
杀人就没有生命在他里。
And there is no life in you.
所以我刚才呢，本来是想开玩笑，你真的吗？原来不信严重，你还不是真基督徒。
So you are not truly a Christian.
你父亲对你多么不好。
No matter how bad your father can be to you,
还是借助他而生出来的。
You are born because of him.
虽然你不可以恨他。
So you cannot hate him.
那怎么办呢？
What should I do then?
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
就学习爱他嘛。
You must learn to love him.
你说怎么学？我一想起他就气死了。
So every time I think about him, I feel hatred.
他的面孔一跑出来，我就恨死
了。I really feel hatred looking at his face.
你要对付你自己。
So you have to take care of this
yourself. 爱你的父亲。
And you have to love him.
不是爱可爱的。
But not love those who are lovable.
包括那些对你不负责任的父亲。
You must love them, those who are irresponsible towards you.
然后用你的爱挽回他。
And hopefully by your love, you will turn him around.
感动他。
And to move him.
虽然如此。
Although this
is
the case.
不是天天讨好他，他怎么坏你再讨，明天他更坏。
It's not for you to just give him anything he wants.
所以你为你父亲要如果可能存一笔钱。
If it is possible, save a bit of money
for him. 这么败坏。
Because he's such a bad person.
到有一天他走投无路了，你帮助他。
One day when he got nowhere to go, maybe you can help him.
当有一天他病重的时候，你有钱为他买药和他帮助他。
Maybe one day when he's sick, you will have money for medicine.
你才是基督徒。
Then you can call yourself a Christian.
一个基督徒是效法基督，用善胜恶，用爱胜恨的跟随者。
A Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ that overcome hatred with love, overcome badness with mercy.
求主给你力量。
May the Lord give strength to you.